This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
We actually now have on the phone Dr. Karen Phelps. Karen is an independent candidate for the seat of Wentworth, where there is a by-election following the retirement of Malcolm Turnbull. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Macca. Great, thank you.
And Tass is here, and also Anna Brown from the Human Rights Law Centre.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Tass. Hello,
good,
Anna.
Good morning, Karen.
So we're running over one interview into the other, so apologies for that. Look, you've been out and about, Karen, for the last few weeks, since you declared your candidacy. What sort of feedback are you getting from people? Do you think there's a real desire for change, and that people want to use this by-election to send a message to the government? Is that what you're hearing?
I'm sensing a real mood for change in the electorate. People don't want to see politics just done the same old way, and they're looking to me as an independent to change the way politics is done, rather than someone being beholden to a party position, particularly on these really important social and conscience issues. Like the treatment of children and teenagers who may be gay or transgender in schools. And they're saying, no, we don't just want an old party position that has outdated thoughts and ideas. We don't want another marriage equality kind of debate to go on and on and on. And they're also very interested in issues like treatment of asylum seekers. And the big issue around Wentworth for this election is action on climate change.
So with all of that, Karen, I know your positions on that, and I respect them. Let's just imagine for a second that I'm a voter in Wentworth, and I want to send a message to the government on these issues, on asylum seekers, on climate change, on on how I feel about religious freedoms, reflecting how my electorate voted in the marriage equality postal survey. So you're elected, as a result of first preference votes and preference votes. You've said, your position on these policies is very clear, but one of the things you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was on Sky News the other night, that supply and confidence, that in the absence of severely extenuating circumstances, that supply and confidence you would give the government. How does that sit, when people are saying, I don't want the politics as usual. I don't want to be beholden to this. But effectively, that if you're supporting a Liberal government in supply and confidence, I don't sort of understand how that sits.
I believe that it's up to the Australian people to decide who their government is going to be for the ensuing 3 years when we come to a general election in May next year, or any time up to May next year. I don't actually think it's up to an individual to trigger an election unless there are extenuating circumstances. I have said that I believe that governments who are democratically elected by the Australian people should fulfil their term. I also think that a Prime Minister, who is appointed and is doing their job, unless there are extenuating circumstances, should continue to do their job as well. And there's a lot of anger in the Wentworth electorate about the removal of their popular member and the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Not everybody agreed with him or liked him as Prime Minister, but what they didn't like was the way in which he was removed by the hard right of the Liberal Party. And there's a lot of concern that the Liberal Party has shifted too far to the right. What I can provide in the next time until the next general election, where the Australian people will make their minds up about who their next government is a stabilising force. I can be a moderating force, where I can be a strong independent voice, and I can block bad legislation. We have to see which way this religious freedoms legislation goes once it's actually released. And I could be in a position to not only have a say in that legislation from within Parliament, but there's only really 6 months to go till the next election, and people will have be able to make their minds up what they want for the future of Australia at that point.
Okay, look, I understand that perhaps that as an electorate in Wentworth, I'm perhaps they're not thinking about just the next 6 months. I suppose that let's assume you're elected, government goes to the next election in May, and you stand again. As if I was an elector in Wentworth, I feel, and I know a lot of people do in terms of independence, giving commitments about supply and confidence, unless you can explain what those circumstances might be where you withdraw that, I don't feel comfortable. But look, I'm not going to beat you up about it. I just wanted to ask the question.
So, can I just expand that on a little bit?
Can I just say that people are thinking a long way further than the next 6 months? They're thinking about the future of the planet and the future of the next generation when it comes to action on climate change. And the Liberal Party doesn't have a policy on climate action. And the Labor Party has not said at this point that they will stop taking donations from fossil fuel companies or stop the Adani mine. So, people really do have a stark choice here about the future. And the short-term objective is about the next, the remainder of this term of Parliament in a by-election, because that's where we need to focus attention and focus policy on what's happening right now and for the rest of this term of government, and then refocus in 6 or 8 months' time when the next federal election happens.
Karen, they're very valid points, and I say that in the context of comments and statements that have been made by the former Prime Minister's very own son, Alex Turnbull, who has come out and publicly encouraged the voters of Wentworth to not vote for the Liberals. Yes, in the context of all of that, I can see that I understand that you're also preferencing the Liberal Party next. How does that work?
Well, can I just explain what the actual situation is? I put out a how-to-vote card, and I said I would put out a how-to-vote card. The reason I did that was because it looked like there were going to be a Melbourne Cup field of candidates putting their hands up for this election, and indeed there are 16 candidates
for
the by-election. Now, people who want me to be elected as their representative need to have some kind of guide about how we see the preference flow going, because the preferences system is incredibly complex. And my How to Vote card has independents and minor parties at positions 2 to 9, and then the major parties from there down. So from position 10 down is where I have the major parties and other minor parties. And so, to say I've got Liberals at number 2 is just fake news. I said I would put Liberal and Labor in a particular order, and the reason for that was about the flow of preferences based on the preference system. I'm completely, happy for people to exert their democratic right to put whoever they want at positions 2 to 16. The main thing is that I get enough vote one so that I can get into Parliament to make a difference to these important issues.
Thank you for clarifying that this morning. But, of course, it depends on what order of the major parties the Liberal Party gets listed. If they are, of course, first of that batch, well, they will end up with all of your preferences.
Well, if the Liberal Party comes, if I come in first or second, then that's unlikely to matter.
Yes.
If the Liberal Party preferences, if they come first, their preferences won't be distributed because the preferences flow from the bottom up.
Yeah.
It's a complex system, and I'm spending quite a bit of time explaining that to people. But the most important thing is that people understand where I stand on policies like religious freedoms, like anti-discrimination laws, and getting rid of archaic laws that discriminate against our community. This is about action on climate change, better treatment for refugees, supporting businesses to be able to do the work that small and medium businesses do, and sort of getting on with what the future of this country is going to look like. I mean, that's why I'm in this race, And in this election, because I want to win it, and to win it, I have to win it away from the Liberals who've held the seat since 1944. It's a big task.
Karen, given that you've already identified some key hot issues that you want to run on, can we assume that you've actually done a deal with the Liberal Party so that should you get selected and that you do offer them supply and confidence that you will get some of these issues up? For example, on climate change and religious freedoms?
I haven't done any deals with anyone. I haven't had any discussions with the Liberal Party about any of these things, but I think you can see from the epiphany that Scott Morrison appears to have had overnight about the expulsion of gay students, that having a strong independent voice, even in this by-election, has a huge impact.
And look, I agree, Karen. I mean, you've said publicly, why don't they release the report? You know, the pressure that you've applied there has been very important. And people need to remember that these are issues that you've talked about for a very long time. Unfortunately, politics brings out a bit of cynicism in all of us. And I say here, we actually did invite the Liberal candidate for Wentworth to come on.
We've had no response.
Gone missing. And, you know, it doesn't even turn up to any of the candidate events. Is that right?
He's busy fundraising. That they're raising over $1 million, and most of that is in attack ads and nasty pamphlets in people's letterboxes against me specifically as an individual.
Yes, so I saw some of those this morning.
We haven't seen a lot of policy, and we've been running a cheeky little Instagram campaign called Where's Dave? When he doesn't turn up to something.
Yeah, and the Prime Minister. Yeah, the Prime Minister. Actually, the somersault he's done is worthy of Circus Oz, I think.
Well, as I said, that's the sort of influence that a strong independent voice can have. And the fact is that we not only have this by-election, but for the next 7 or 8 months, until the next election, the federal general election, I mean, that's the sort of influence that an independent voice can have to focus the parties on what it is that the people want, and not what they think is going to, make a short-term political point.
My final question is, Karen, if you're elected, and then there is there will have to be a general election by the 18th of May, will you stand again?
If I win the by-election, my intention is definitely to stand again. Absolutely, I'm not doing this just for a few months. I'm in this to win this election, and I want to continue to represent the people of Wentworth, but also to highlight the issues that I think are important to all Australians.
Great. Look,
wishes, Karen.
Yeah, best wishes and best luck. We thank you for your time. We actually have a lot of Sydney listeners, a lot of them on podcasts. So for those Sydney listeners and those in Wentworth, I want to say thank you, Karen, for giving us your time. I know, you're very, very busy, but we do appreciate the time, Tass.
And Karen, we also do acknowledge the work that you've done in our community, and it's very widely recognised. So best wishes with the election next weekend.
Thank you, and I continue to do that work for our community too, regardless of the outcome of the by-election.
Good on you. Good on you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.